Triple M Radio Chaser.
Feeling very, very patriotic about our veterans today. Good to see. Over in America, you know, they've been doing this for a while, where if you're a veteran, you get to go on board the aeroplane and they make a special announcement just saying thanks for being a veteran. Looks like we're going to be doing that here now. The Prime Minister, Scott What's-His-Face, has decided that this is a great idea. It's a new process, mind you, and of course some airlines are, got a little bit confused about the whole sort of acknowledge a veteran announcement.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking. Like to give a special welcome to all veterinarians on board today. Thank you for keeping our dog's teeth clean and especially for massaging their anal glands.
But they soon set him straight.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speak. Welcome aboard Virgin Australia and a special tokenistic welcome to all veterans joining us today. We'd like to thank you for your service with this lip service. We're not so grateful that we're giving you a discount, but you do get something very special, which is this in-flight announcement. Lucky you. That means you're just as valued as all the other things we announce, such as beverages, where the toilets are, and copies of Richard Branson's autobiography to flush down them. Anyway, in return for this gesture, our crew will shortly be moving through the cabin to collect your vote for Scott Morrison. And to those of you with any profession other than the armed services, we'd like to extend a very special zero f***s.
Triple M Radio Chaser.
Everyone bets on Melbourne Cup. It's a huge thing. There's sweeps. Everyone gets into it. But you can only bet on who wins the race. You can bet on who gets a place, whatever. You can get the trifectas. There's something much more important. There's something much more fundamental going on out there at Flemington that in the race. It's not about winning and losing. There's something much more fundamental and important we should be betting on, which is why I've set up my own gambling service. And if you're looking to have a flutter tomorrow, you might want to get on board.
This Melbourne Cup, place a bet on something way more important than which horse finishes first. Bet on how many end up dead. Forget the starter's pistol. It's all about the vet's shotty. Because when they put up the green curtains, you could be a big winner. Unlike the horse.
And they're entering the final straight. And oh no, the favourite appears to have broken his leg. Clover Rainbow will be the first horse put down today at Flemington. Great news for some punters.
Choose the first to finish breathing or pick multiple horses for our exclusive Divecta. When the Melbourne Cup turns to Melbourne Carnage, only one bookie lets you bet on which nags will take out the dog food sweepstakes. It's not Tom Waterhouse, it's Dom Slaughterhouse.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
The Radio Chaser team is down at trackside with Flemington. I think we've got an interview now with the winning jockey. Let's go live.
Congratulations on the ride. How does it feel to win the Melbourne Cup?
Oh, mate, it's hard to describe.
Because it's still sinking in?
No, because I have this stupid voice. I can't describe anything without sounding like a chipmunk.
You pretty much got a perfect run right from the gate. Did everything go according to your race plan?
Oh, look, there's always a couple of surprises in big races like this, like at the 1200 mark. I didn't expect ScoMo's bus to suddenly pull up alongside the field. That seemed a bit opportunistic. Got a shock too when I saw Usain Bolt overtake me on the outside. Nice to see he's found a new sport.
And then talk us through that moment when you entered the final straight. What was going through your head?
Well, the first thing that went through my head was annoyance. Annoyance that we had to pause the race briefly so we could acknowledge war veterans. Oh, shit, is that one of the veterans now?
No. I think they've just put down one of the losing horses. Perfectly normal at events like this. I'll let you go celebrate, but look, it must be a dream come true for you to win Australia's most famous horse race.
No, a dream come true would be to have a normal speaking voice. The only thing I've ever won before is a Barry Gibb sound-alike contest.
And I suppose we should just get a quick word from the horse as well. Hey there, Philip, how do you feel? I can see why you two bond so well. He's got a high pitch just like yours.
No, I just gave him some helium before the race. Part of the standard cocktail of drugs we give all the horses. Jesus, did they just shoot another horse?
No, that was ScoMo that time. He's pissed off that no one likes his bus.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Are any of you guys thinking of going out tonight in Sydney? Because, you can't,
no
as
point,
you know.
Yeah,
because Sydney's closed down all the time, right? You know, drunk idiots were killing people. Well, apparently, we've forgotten all about that. And they're happy for the drunk idiots to start killing people all over again because it's just been announced that the city of Sydney is going to be open 24 hours a day. Have you seen this? You've got to wonder, though. I mean, what is the thinking behind this? Well, they put out a new ad that reveals exactly that.
A message from the city of Sydney.
It's good news for Sydney. After years of being shut down like a scene from a zombie apocalypse movie, Sydney businesses will now be open 24 hours a day.
I'm enjoying this date. Darling Harbour was fun.
Yeah, you want to move on to George Street?
Sure. How do we get there?
Map says we walk 1.4 kilometres to St James Station, then catch the 468 bus to Surrey Hills, then walk 3.9 kilometres to avoid the light rail works. Then we catch the 496 bus.
We're opening Sydney 24 hours because we've realised that that's how long it takes to get anywhere.
Then we change at Strathfield, bearing in mind buses replace trains all the way to Denniston.
Screw it. I'm just going to go home.
Written and authorised by a man stuck on the 601 from Kellyville to Rouse Hill. I don't know why I'm talking this fast because I'll be on this bus for a very long time.
Radio Chaser, yeah. Triple M.
Bit of a ScoMo update, boys. We got a bit of a glimpse into his musical leanings. So I didn't know this was a thing that prime ministers do, but I mean, maybe he's a pioneer in this, but ScoMo released his Spotify playlist. Yeah. But it's interesting, you know, because this is a bit of a prime ministerial tradition. ScoMo is by no means the first to put together a Spotify playlist, as you'll see.
Hello, I'm John Howe and welcome to my Spotify playlist. Here you'll be able to enjoy a rich mosaic of my personal musical leanings. From songs about cricket to songs about cricket. And just when you think you have me pinned down, I'll throw a real curveball into the mix.
I don't like cricket.
Plus, the music that's played a special role in my life, such as the song Jeanette and I chose for the bridal waltz at our wedding.
You just like me because I'm good in bed.
Oof, my mistake. Sorry, here's our correct bridal waltz song. And the song I always like to play to unwind after a difficult day during the Tampa and Children Overboard crisis.
Nah.
So subscribe today to the John Howard Spotify playlist, where I will decide which songs are played in this country and the circumstances in which they're played.
I'm an asshole, and I'm proud of it.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Sydney is so pedestrian unfriendly at the moment because of all the roadworks and the light rail and everything. It's sort of unclear where you can walk and where you can't. So I would have thought our guard is down. The cops have decided this is the perfect time to get some people for jaywalking.
Yeah, and it's a big, it's $75. I looked it up. $75 bucks.
So look, if you want to arrest Charles Firth, 50 Goblin Street in the city, and he's off at 4 p.m.
But there are a lot of cops out today, and it's actually such a big crime wave at the moment that they've made a new movie about it.
When I was your age, we had a choice. Become a cop or become an outlaw.
Oh, which one did you choose?
Turned out I didn't have a choice. In the toughest city in the world, nobody fights crime like one man.
I've seen it all. Littering, double parking. I've seen people smoking within 5 metres of a licensed eatery.
A man keeping his city safe.
But when you're staring face to face with someone willing to walk wherever he wants to, just because there are no cars coming in either direction, there's no choice but to fight.
Safe from itself.
This is not the regular police. This is an elite unit.
This is the man we're after, Frank the Jaywalker Baxter.
What's he done?
He was sighted crossing Pitt Street near Central against the lights.
Jesus.
Frank, what's wrong?
I need to lay low for a while. I need to find somewhere no one would ever go. I'm heading down to Darling Harbour Harbourside Shopping Centre.
No, Frank, it's too boring.
A cop who wanted to enforce the law and ended up enforcing so much more.
Hello, Frank. Thought we wouldn't look in Harbourside. Just because it's really inconvenient to get to and only has shops selling Australiana memorabilia.
You'll never get me. I'm going to walk away across this street against the lights.
Frank, it's over. If we let you walk, then we have to let everyone walk. And then what would happen?
People would be able to walk around the city more easily.
You never understood, did you?
At least I got to see Nick's Bar and Grill one last time.
Sydney PNU, Pedestrian Nitpicking Unit. Because sometimes justice makes no sense.
10:40, all units, call in the SWAT. We've got reports of a car parked in a loading zone on Castlereagh.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
This 69-year-old man in Holland, Emil, he's in a legal fight to get his age reduced by 20 years. And because he's complaining, guys, it's too hard to get a job, he says, and it's too hard to pick up on Tinder. And he says it's discrimination if he's not allowed to be in his 40s, even though he's 69. So he wants the government to change his date of birth, and today he started making even more crazy demands.
You again? I told you, sir, you can't change your date of birth.
I'd like to become a teenager. My doctor says I look 13.
Yesterday, your doctor said you looked 49.
I got a second opinion.
You can't just keep changing the day you were born on, sir.
I can. That's discrimination. And while you're at it, I'd like to change my official skin colour to black.
But you're clearly white.
That's discrimination. Why are only black people allowed to be black? Hello there. Is this the Taylor Swift concert?
Yes.
I'd like to get on stage and perform.
No way.
Why should Taylor Swift get to perform at a Taylor Swift concert, but not me? It's discrimination.
Welcome to Cricket Australia, sir. How can I help?
I'd like to be captain of the Australian cricket team, please.
Certainly, sir. We'll take anyone.
Finally, the least discriminating place on earth.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Now you look that you are on Radio Chaser, and look, when you do a show like this, you sometimes get in a bubble. You sometimes think you're the only radio show on the whole airwaves, and you've kind of got to pinch yourself and remind, you know, people that there are other options on the dial. So why don't we just twiddle that dial now to see what else is making waves on the radio.
No new ideas and no ambition. This is 101 FM, Sydney's laziest place to relax. And, Tugger, did you see this story in the papers about this guy? Oh, yeah. He's had an absolute shocker. He's gone and texted his missus, right?
Yeah.
And it's quite a lovey-dovey text, you know, quite saucy, if you know what I mean. And he's accidentally sent the text to his boss by mistake.
Oh, no. Oh, what a shocker. How would you feel?
Oh, dear. Look, we've dead set all been there. Like, I once wrote a sexy text to my wife, but I accidentally sent it to my boss.
Yeah, well, look, a similar thing happened to me once. This is how relatable this content is. I was composing a text to my missus, right? Quite fruity, a little bit personal. You'll never guess what I did. I accidentally sent it to my boss.
Oh, no!
What a Barry!
Let's go to the phones on this. Give us a call if you've ever accidentally sent a sexy text to your boss.
Yep, that's today's Talkback 101 topic, where we find a story in the news and then ask you guys to ring in with extremely similar stories.
Colin's given us a call. G'day, Colin.
Hey, guys. Really love the formula.
Have you got a story for us?
Yeah, well, the other day I sent a text message to my wife, but I accidentally sent it to my boss.
Oh, no way. Great content. Thanks, Colin. And we've got Jared on the line. Hey, Jared, we're looking for stories about the time you accidentally sent a raunchy text to your boss.
Yeah, well, I wrote a pretty raunchy text to my wife once, but I accidentally sent it to my boss by mistake.
Oh, no!
I think that's the best one yet!
Thanks for your calls. We'll do it all again next hour, right here on the home of laziness, 101 FM.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Everyone's talking Malcolm Turnbull. He's back in the country after his trip.
He is, after the bloody coup that took place in August, where for reasons that still haven't really been explained, the Liberal Party decided to get rid of the Prime Minister and install ScoMo, and hasn't that been a fantastic decision? But yeah, he gave a big interview, his first exclusive interview to the ABC last night on the Q&A program.
That's right, and after weeks of holding his silence, apart from, you know, daily leaks about what he thinks about ScoMo and everybody else who knifed him, he has broken his silence, and the person he came to do a one-on-one interview was me.
G'day, Malcolm Turnbull.
Hey, Stephen, how are you?
My name's Charles. I hear you and Lucy held a secret party on your last night in the lodge, and there were reports that Barnaby and the Nationals turned up completely naked and weed in your pool.
They need to really explain why they did it, and none of them have.
Barnaby Joyce had a lot of fun at the party. I heard he impregnated over 13 staffers.
He's very tactile and friendly.
And I heard you hooked up with him too.
Well, it certainly wasn't an accident on my part.
Having seen Barnaby's bright red sex face, would you go there again?
I don't want that to happen again. I don't think anyone else really does. We've got to keep people safe.
Malcolm Turnbull, do you think you'll ever stop sounding like a rich, posh tosser?
I've sort of given up on that years ago. You've got to be realistic.
Prime Minister, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thanks, Stephen.
My name's Charles. Why can't you remember my name?
That's the question I can't answer, of course.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.